नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम सिक्स्थ कैंटो सेकंड चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 13। अथैनम् मापनयत कृता अशेषाघनिष्कृतम् यदासौ भगवन् नाम म्रियमान समग्रहीत। अथैनम् मापनयत तैनं मापनयत कृताशेषाघनिष्कृतम् कृताशेषाघनिष्कृतम् यदसौ भगवन् नाम यदसौ भगवन् नाम म्रियमानक् समग्रहीत् म्रियमानक् समग्रहीत्। अतैनं मापनयत कृताशेषाघनिष्कृतम् यदसौ भगवन्नाम म्रियमानक् समग्रहीत्। अतैनं मापनयत कृताशेषाघनिष्कृतम् यदसौ भगवन्नाम म्रियमानक् समग्रहीत्।
अथैनं मा अपनयत कृताशेषा अघनिष्कृतम् यदसौ भगवन्नाम नियमान समग्रही। द मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट वर्ड हियर इज नियमान समग्रही। ऑर्डिनरीली देर आर डिस्क्रिमिनेशन ऑफ नाम नामाभास and naam apurad, Shuddha naam, pure name, namabhas, almost pure, and naam apurad, chanting the holy name with apurad. There are 10 kinds of offenses, that out of the 10 kinds of offenses, the most offensive chanting is Namna Bala Jasahi Pabaluti. One aparadh is Guru Avagya. If we neglect the orders of Guru and chant Hare Krishna, then it is aparadh, offense. Gurur Avagya Shruti Shastra Nindanam. The Vedic literature, whatever injunction is there, if I don't obey or I decry, oh, there are many, so many rules, it is not possible. Shruti Shastra Nindanam. Name Arthava. We interpret in our own way about the Naam. And to consider the holy name of Vishnu and other names equally potent, that is Namavara. Namna Gola Jasahi Papabuddhi. And because one is chanting Hare Krishna, he thinks even if I do something sinful, it will be counteracted. That is Aparad. And to instruct to a person who has no interest in Harikirtan, that is also Apara. So we should not be very much interested to preach Krishna consciousness if one is not very much interested. But tactfully, if you can, just try to give him a book. In this way, there are 10 kinds of offenses we have discussed many times, and I think you all of you know it. So, here it is said, Mriyamana Samagrahi. Because at the time of death he has uttered Narayana. So now there is no question of offense. There is no question of offense. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita that Jishantu Antagatam Papa. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one gradually becomes free from all sinful reaction. Jishantu Antagatam. Tidanda Mahanim Muktam Bhajanti Mahanim. And the proof is, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Antukale tu mameva smaran mukta kalevaram jap prayati samadbhavam jati nastatra samusaya. If at the time of death one can chant Hare Krishna, then he is glorious. Nastatra samsaya. Here is clearly said in the Bhagavad Gita, nastatra. Antukala, at the time of, I have several times said, the test will be examined at the time of death. They say in Bengal, Bhajan kara, pujan kara, motte janle hai. Your austerity, penances, chanting of the holy name, all these things, just like there is the examination before promotion to the higher class, one is examined in the school, and the, if the marks are sufficient, then he is promoted. So, our promotion will depend at the time of death, where you are going. Tathade hantara prati, we are going to change our, that means we are going to change our body. If this change of body will be decided at the time of death, it is already decided what kind of body you are going to get. But the final decision will be taken at the time of death. That is said by Krishna. How the test? Everyone can understand, if at the time of death one chants Hare Krishna, then you know certainly that he has gone to the good. There is no doubt about it. Antakala. And even there is aparadha that is not taken into consideration. Because at the time of death, he has uttered. This is a special consideration. Antakala. Here it is said, Jadaso Bhagavannama Mriyamana Samagrahi. Sama means Samma, perfectly. Now he is quite fit for going back to home, back to Godhead. So you do not touch him. He is completely free. So if we are serious about our life, the method is very easy. The prescription is manmana bhavamadu bhakta majjali magnamasti. Very difficult. We are not serious. Chant Hare Krishna and hear Hare Krishna, then mind is fixed up. Sabayimuna Krishna Padaravindayo. Our business is to fix up my mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. So this Krishna, Hare Krishna chanting will help us. As soon as we chant, we hear. It is not that simply by seeing Krishna you become perfect. By hearing Krishna, this is also another sense. We gather knowledge from different senses. Suppose there is a good mango. So when you say, let me see how the mango is, but you are seeing. No, this seeing is imperfect. You take little portion of the mango and taste it, then you can understand. So experience is gathered from different senses. Why you are giving stress only on seeing? This is foolishness. It's like you can, even if you do not taste, the mango seller may not allow you to taste, but you can smell. By smelling, you can understand whether the mango is good or bad. After all, you have to get experience. So, why you should stress upon seeing Krishna? That is the most foolish proposal. You have other senses. Krishna is prepared to be perceived by you by other senses. What is that? If you hear Krishna, then you must know there is Krishna. There is Krishna. Krishna is not different from His name, from His form. Either form or name or quality or paraphernalia, anything, He is absolute. There is no duality. Anything you perceive, there is Krishna. This Krishna temple is also Krishna. We have no sufficient knowledge how to understand Krishna. Krishna is prepared to be understood by us in so many ways. The Kali Yuga, therefore, name is so important. Kalu nasti, vanasti, vanasti, vagatiram. Harir nama is a kivalam. This formula should be seriously taken.
Kritasesa abha niskrita. Asesa, unlimited
amount or unlimited number of sinful activities are already finished. So the Yamadutta forbid them, don't touch him. He is not fit for going to Yamaloka, but he is fit for going to Vishnuloka. Bhagavan Nama Niyama. The most important thing is how to become successful at the time of death, chant Hare Krishna. This will be Bhagavan Nama Niyamana. That will be the perfection of life.
Then they explain Sankirtang Purihasangva Stubham Hilanam Evava Vaikuntha Namagrahanam Asisa Agaharam Vidu.
Sankirtan. Just like sometimes on the street, some outsider seeing you, they chant Hare Krishna only by the symbolic Sankirtan. Because they see that the tilak, kanthi, therefore these things are required. Don't become immediately Paramahamsa. No tilak, no kanthi, and no bidding, bid bag. This is not good. Sankhya. So that others may understand, here is a Vaishnava, here is a Krishna devotee, and if he is simple, he will chant Hare Krishna. This chant should be given. Therefore it is necessary. How people can utter, that chanting may save him from the greatest danger. Therefore it says, Sankirtam. Parihasyam is somebody's joke. Sometimes they do that. Hare Krishna, but he is not seriously chanting, but he is trying to joke the other party who is engaged in chanting. And that is also good. Parihasyam. During Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, the Muslims, they used to joke the Hindus, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So the practice made them chanting Hare Krishna. And the police officer was informed by the constables that these Hindus are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The police officer asked him, then why you are chanting Hare Krishna? By imitating, they become practiced to chant Hare Krishna. It is so nice. Even joking, symbolic, Sankirtan Parihas, Sovam, or praying, Hilanam Evama, without any care, Hare Krishna. Anyway, if you chant Hare Krishna, then Vaikuntha nama grahanam asesa agharam. Agha means sinful activities. So nice thing, Hare Krishna movement, somewhere or other, if we can take it very seriously, then our life will be successful. At the end of life, if we can chant. Therefore, Jamunacharya says, not Jamunacharya, Kulasekha Maharaj, he was also emperor. Krishna tadi apadapankaja panjarantam uddaiva visatume manasaraja hamsa prana prayana samaye kahuvatu pitto kanthavarodhana vidhau smaranam kutaste. He is praying, My Lord, now I am healthy. I am quite conscious. So, this time, if I absorb my mind in your lotus feet and die, it is very good. Because in the natural time of death, the three elements, kapha-vata, they will be dismantled. And there will be different sounds and mind will be distracted, brain will be falling. So hardly there is possibility of chanting your holy name. The best thing is, now I am feeling healthy, my whole system, physical system is quite fit. Let me chant and die. This is desire of the devotee. So we should keep ourselves. Krishna is also very kind. If you chant seriously without offense, even the mental condition at the time of death is disordered, Krishna will help you how to chant without any offense. So he must be the only qualification is that we must be very sincere. Even by symbolic chanting, by joking, if one can get the benefit, why not do it carefully? What is wrong? Be serious and chant Hare Krishna very carefully in order to get success and rise at the time of death. Thank you very much.